Since I was working on Fishgut, which was an interest of J.Z. Young, I went to visit him at University College, and he might have spotted some imagination in me, although the experiments were very diverse and some of them were crazy. But he took me on and finished being my supervisor for a PhD. And at that stage, I decided that I really had to learn electrophysiology, and I visited Feldberg, who's another imaginative person that didn't mind oddballs. He even set up fish tanks for me in Mill Hill in the physiology department. But there I got together with Ralph Straub, and we, who had worked with Stempfli and developed the sucrose gap technique, and we developed it amazingly for smooth muscle. It only works because there are gap junctions, low resistance pathways between smooth muscle cells. And if you don't have that, it wouldn't work. But it did work brilliantly. And so when Edith Bulbring in Oxford, who was running the major smooth muscle lab at that time, saw the results with sucrose gap, she asked if I would join her in Oxford, because microelectrodes had very limited success with spontaneous smooth muscle. They kept breaking the tips and so forth. And so I went to Oxford then, pharmacology, and built the sucrose gap apparatus for smooth muscle in my first 6 months there. And the fact was that the people I liked most in Oxford were Australians. Molly Holman, Mike Rand were great. And I decided, I'd married by then a New Zealander, so I decided to try for a job in Melbourne and got a senior lectureship in zoology. And within 4 or 5 years, I became head of department. I think I was 33 or something.